From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Mary Dempsey is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Hudson Mayor Kamal Johnson is considering a run for state assembly in 2024. Johnson said on September 15th, and I quote, "I'm not ruling out running for assembly. It's not out of the question. I think career-wise, that would be the next step," end quote. The 106th Assembly District seat is currently occupied by fellow Democrat Assembly member D.D. Barrett. Barrett is running for re-election this year and has represented the district since 2013. Johnson is currently serving the first year of his second two-year term as mayor. Although he is looking at an Assembly run, he is also making plans to run next year for a third term as mayor. He said, and I quote, "My ultimate goal is to secure a third term as mayor. I'm sure we can put a dent in the affordable housing crisis in the city, and a lot of initiatives have started under my administration," end quote. Johnson pointed to the capital projects that have begun as part of a $10 million state-funded downtown revitalization initiative grant the city received in 2017. In addition, he cited his involvement in the Hudson Up Universal Basic Income Lottery. Johnson is a supporter of the initiative and also serves with the Mayors for a Guaranteed Income Network, a collective of 30 mayors nationwide involved with similar programs. Looking to the future and a possible assembly run, Johnson believes that his work on the local level would make him a more effective state leader. He said, and I quote, "I know what's needed by local leaders, and I could bring that to a higher elected office," end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. WNYT.com is reporting Albany Med is eliminating 37 positions and does not intend to fill several others. CEO Dennis McKenna said on September 15th, the hospital has an, and I quote, "unprecedented," end quote, $66 million year-to-date operating loss. The hospital says the positions to be cut were mostly non-clinical and frontline workers were not affected. Officials said all affected workers will receive severance pay and job placement help. According to McKenna, the leadership team has developed a financial mitigation plan that includes an organizational restructure, primarily in management roles. McKenna said, and I quote, "This is not a situation unique to us. Healthcare organizations throughout the U.S. remain strained by staffing levels, reliance on costly agency contracts, and rising expenses across the board." In a September 14th letter to staff, McKenna said, and I quote, "These decisions are exceptionally difficult. They are necessary to protect our future as an independent health system with the highest quality of care in our region," end quote. The hospital also says several staff members will be moved or restructured. Read more about this story at WNYT.com. Bill Williams is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Thruway executive Matthew Driscoll said that because the state is owed more than $64 million in unpaid tolls, the New York State Thruway Authority will crack down on the motorists who have not paid. Any driver who refuses to pay will receive four notices listing late fees before they are referred to the New York State Department of Motor Vehicles to have their car registration suspended. The $64 million in past due tolls date from 2018 to 2021. The Thruway made a switch to cashless tolling in November 2020. Motorists with EasyPass are billed automatically when their vehicle passes under a toll gantry. License plates of cars and trucks without easy passes are photographed and a bill for the accumulated tolls is mailed. Driscoll said, and I quote, "Customers without the easy pass were entirely unfamiliar with the process and did not understand that a toll bill will be mailed to them. They also did not know that they needed to have their most up-to-date address on file with DMV as required by law," end quote. Some action the Thruway has taken to help educate drivers includes installing new signage, simplifying billing statements, offering an amnesty program to help customers, enhancing technology, and increasing staff at their call centers. Toll revenue is used for the maintenance of the Thruway's 426 miles of mainline road. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.